Okay, so I was watching a video the other day, and y'all have seen these. It was somebody's, like, they were trashing a Wendy's because her fries were cold. You know, and this is so common now. People just acting horribly because they feel they've been slighted in some way. And just recently, I'll share this with y'all. I had somebody in the company telling me what to do, and I just didn't like their tone, you know?
Wow.
And I started to, I'm not naming any names, I'm just saying. And I started to feel a little huffy about it. And then I was like, get over yourself. Has it been that long since you had a real hurt or real harm that you're going to let this get to you? And a lot of times it's ego. You know, we want to be talked to with respect or treated how we think others should be treated or handled carefully. And honestly, if you look at it in the grand scheme of things, a lot of times you'll realize it's just a big nothing burger. Because all of us have our days where we have a shorter fuse than other days, and maybe something just sets us off. And I don't mean big stuff. I don't mean your significant other or close friend treating you poorly. I mean these regular, unimportant, everyday run-ins with others. I think of how lucky I am to have such a cozy life that I could even contemplate being upset over something like that. You know, maybe that'll help you too next time. You just take a deep breath and you put it in perspective. And you're like, am I so blessed that this is the thing that bothers me, that this is my big challenge in my day. This is it. This is all you got, world. And I think it'll help you move on with your life and be happier for it. Gratitude in those moments will do wonders. Work for me.
I'm sorry I upset you. I'm sorry.
You know me, I would march right into your office.
I'm sorry, not sorry.
I would wipe everything off the desk.
Oh, that's good. I think we do need to take a deep breath. That was very well said. Very well said.